This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the lesser known but really interesting and relevant economic indicators that the Census Bureau keeps track of for us is something called business formation, literally new businesses getting started. And the United States has been in something of a slump there, a really long slump, until now, basically. There were 4.3 million applications for new businesses last year, the most since the Census Bureau has been keeping track. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has that one.
Most of us have reached some kind of breaking point during this pandemic. Kelly Clancy's happened while teaching political science to college students from her basement in Nebraska.
All of a sudden, I felt water dripping down
from the ceiling.
And I went upstairs and my daughter had dumped out her water cup and she was like, "I made a beach in our living room."
Teaching with three kids at home wasn't working, so Clancy moved her family to Texas, where her parents live, and started a business called Epilogue Editing and Consulting.
I need to do something different because I can't keep teaching like the world is normal when when it's not.
Solo ventures like these are typical of the kind created during an economic downturn. But what explains the recent explosion? Ben Jones, a professor of entrepreneurship at Northwestern University, says it's because of things like low interest rates, government stimulus, and also...
There's been a huge shift in the nature of demand in the economy.
Demand to solve new problems with new goods and services. But a growing share of new business applications are for those that plan to hire workers, up more than 15% from 2019. Thing is, economic growth isn't guaranteed. Take restaurants. A lot of them are opening, but a lot of them have closed. John Haltewanger is an economist at the University of Maryland.
If we end up basically having the same kind of businesses that we had before, and we went through all this disruption, that's pretty costly.
And unfortunately,
what's the most likely outcome for a startup? Actually, it's not going to survive.
It means it'll be years before economists can sort through data on openings, closings, and hirings to figure out the actual impact of all these new business applications. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.